means from the beginning. So that means it had no influence by you. Christ said, isn't it written? It is written. Isn't it written? It is written. Moses said, it is written. It is written. Abraham, it is written. We stand up, well, the Bible said, Hosea 4. No. It is written, my people perish because of lack of knowledge. It changes the whole mindset. So why? Most of us, and not all of us, most of us have done a good job, and some of us have done a great job with our children. Some of us need work on it. But you, listen, you can't work on it unless you do it. True. But you have to go get something to do it with. Absolutely. If you haven't been reading and praying and spending time with God, then how do you teach them something you don't know? And your kids are watching you and see what life throws at you and how you respond. If you are responding fleshly, they're going to respond. Fleshly. Because you're the mirror of the image of the invisible Christ. Yeah. And the level of your ignorance will impact them for the rest of their life. Here's your proof. Come on, I'm going to show you something you've never saw before. Go to Proverbs 22. Book of Proverbs, chapter 22. Verse 6, very familiar scripture, but watch, it'll help you today. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. You know that, right? We've said that. That word train in the Hebrew, it is the word konak. It is spelled C-H-A-N-A-K. C-H-A-N-A-K. It is the word konak. It means to narrow. To narrow. Watch this. This is powerful. He said, narrow up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Narrow up a child in the way he should go. Come on. You got to see this. Narrow up a child in the way he should go. All these vast choices and things going on in this satanic system, he said, narrow it up.
Yes.
Tell him about me. Yes. Christ said right after that, he said, the road to destruction is broad. He said, but the way to life is narrow, and there be few that find it. So he's saying, if you tell them and teach them about me the right way, you live a life in front of them, you get some revelation, you get some understanding, you live it, you live it, you live it. They may look like they're out of control, but they're going to stay on this narrow road because they realize this is the only way to life, and they're going to come right back to the straight and narrow. They're depending on you to show them in all kind of adversity, what do I say? You stay right on the narrow. Stay right on the course of life. Destruction, there's everybody. But narrow, there'll be few who find it. That's why he chose you. That's why he chose us. He wants us to help people find the narrow road. But how do you find the road, help them find it if you don't know where it is? Come on, let's be real now. How do you show them a place you don't know where it is? You can't. Amen. That's why he said, I chose you because I know you. From the beginning, I knew you would choose me. But now I need you to get out of ignorance. I need you to see this manual as real. I need you to spend time with me and get some understanding in some areas. Hallelujah. Come on, that's what he's saying. I need you to get some. Listen, the most difficult thing you can do for anybody that's used to being entertained is have them sit and be taught. But watch, but in school, you sat for years and never complained.
Right.
Yeah. Not one time. From the point of pre-K, when they used to give you little crackers and take your little nap and all that stuff. You remember taking a nap and, you know, all that, and get your little graham cracker with your little milk and all that. Do all that stuff. From that point, they taught you how to sit. Yes. They would say, okay, go sit in your chairs, and then whoever who's breaking the crackers or bringing them around will give it to you on a napkin and with some milk. That was your snack before what? Nap, before you take your nap. They turn the lights off, got the mood going, and then you out. They sat you all the way up through college. You didn't complain. You come to a place of worship where the kingdom is being preached and taught, and you sit and you start fading. Why? Because you're ignorant. Because you're ignorant. And I'm not trying to say you're dumb. It's ignorance. Because you don't understand this has more value than that.
Yes, it does.
That you gave all your flesh to. This you have to give all your spirit and soul to. Because this you can take with you anywhere. Some people have degrees and don't even use them. I talked to more people with masters and they say, I don't even use it. One lady said yesterday, she said, I paid $100,000 for what? She said that. She said, I paid $100,000 for what? She said, this thing cost me $100,000 and I don't even use it.
Wow.
Ignorance.
Yes.
Come on. Ignorance. This is what I'm saying. You have every answer to every situation on your lap 24 hours, 7 days a week. You have CD series about things beyond, but yet we don't spend any time with them, but we wonder why things are not changing. It's because we have no revelation in that area, and Satan will not move until you get revelation on how to move him. He'll stay right there because he realized you don't know how to move me. You don't understand. Yeah, you saved, you're born again, you ta-ta-ta, you do all this stuff, but you have no revelation on how to move me. Well, I'm angry. Are you angry or are you moody? I'm short. Are you short or are you offended? What's going on? What's really going on with you? I read once a week. Well, he comes all the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Satan doesn't take days off, and if he does, he sends some little friends for him. Hey, go over there and trouble them. Start some trouble in their house.
Yes.
Make somebody say a word. Have them say a word. Let an idea entertain them. Let them do this and do that. And before you know it, they say something, they do something, and your response will determine if you're ignorant or if you're in revelation. That's why when they would ask Christ questions, you read it in Emmanuel, some people he would answer, some people he would look at them. And the Bible says, and he waited.
Yes. Yes, he waited.
And sometimes he would just look at them and he would say, you know what? He said, let me say this. He said, a sower sowed the word. Isaiah said he would speak to them in parables because in hearing they would not hear and seeing they would not perceive.
Right.
What was he saying? If I tell you the truth, you don't want it anyway. See, some of us have to come to ourselves and realize today we've been saved, but we've been stuck in the conversion process because of things that have happened in the past. We tried to mingle them. And Christ said, you can't do it. He said, you can't put new wine in old wineskins.
Yes.
You've got to come to yourself and realize, I may know this, but there's much more.
Yes.
And I need you, Holy Spirit, to help me and teach me. I may have gotten to this far in life, but there's much more to go, and I need help. I need revelation and understanding in areas that I may not know anything, but I need help.
Yes.
I can't keep fooling myself like I got it all together.
True.
Listening to a CD Sunday is great. Not reading Monday through Saturday is not good. And then if you don't read, most of the time you don't pray because they go together.
Yes.
Sometimes people pray first. Sometimes people read first. If you are not reading, I would have to challenge you to see if you have a prayer life.
Right.
If you are not praying, I would have to challenge you and see if you are reading.
Yes, sure.
Don't throw nothing up here, please. This is a good word for us.
Yes.
Now watch this. I'm going to say this a couple of times. The cost of ignorance is never paid. The cost of ignorance is never paid and passed down generations until the revelation of Christ destroys the root of ignorance. The cost of ignorance is never paid and passed down generations until the revelation of Christ destroys the root of ignorance. Until the revelation of the birth, death, and resurrection of Christ, and then you move into the kingdom, is revealed, ignorance will always be there. There are people who are stuck at the cross to this day because they refuse to move into the kingdom. There are people who are thinking they are saved and they are not.
That's right.
So many.
There are thousands upon thousands of people who think they are saved and they are not. So our job is to train up our children. And you know what's funny? And I'm going to say this really quick. For time's sake, I think we have two more scriptures and we're done. One, two. Your family will always be number two on the attack list from Satan.
Yes.
Number one will always be your faith.
Yes.
Satan wants your faith. Always. Because your faith opens portals that he can't even imagine. You have to realize Satan no longer has revelation because he never did. Lucifer had revelation. Not Satan. They're two different entities.
Yep.
So understand this. The first thing Satan always wants is your faith. Because your faith is a portal opener and it's before time. Because the writer said, by faith, the heavens were made. Are you understanding?
Yes.
So he needs your faith, because your faith detaches you from trusting God. Second, he wants your family. So your faith has the ability to cancel ignorance. Mm-hmm. Come on, because faith worketh by love. So the fact that you love God, the fact that you love I Am, the fact that you spend time with him increases your faith, which means it destroys ignorance.
It does.
Which means, ladies, you'll learn to love your husband the right way. Which means husbands will learn to love their wife the right way.
Yes.
Which means single people will learn to love God the right way.
Yes.
See, what we've done is we love him conditionally, but he loves us unconditionally.
Yes.
We serve him conditionally, but he served us unconditionally.
Yes.
Let me tell you a scripture. You missed something that'll help you. You remember when Jesus was washing the disciples' feet?
Yes.
And he told them, he said, what I do now you don't understand.
Right.
He said, but later on you will.
Yes.
And you read the whole passage. The whole thing incorporated around him saying that I am who I know I am, and all power and authority has been given unto me. Do you remember he said that?
Yes.
And the Bible says he stood up and he girded his loins, okay, with his tunic. It says, then he took a basin and he began to wash the disciples' feet. And when he came to Peter,
yeah.
Come on, you got to understand. The Bible says he began to wash the disciples' feet. But when he came to Peter, Peter said, not only my feet, but everything else at the end, but at the beginning, he said, no, Lord, don't wash my feet. Jesus said, wait a minute. If I don't wash your feet, you have no part in me. What is he saying? If you don't walk in the level of revelation that I'm releasing to you, you will never know me. If you don't accept the level of revelation that I'm trying to bestow on you and give you, and you don't do what I do and understand the way I understand, you have no part in me. I'm God, and I'm washing your feet. You being man should have no problem washing everybody else's feet.
Amen.
I being God am bestowing upon you a kingdom. You wash people's feet by bestowing upon them a kingdom. Second Corinthians 4. We're almost done. Second Corinthians 4. Are you getting something?
Yes.
Now, I want to be clear with this. I know for a fact a lot of us, most of us, have jobs and things that we do. And I know that with jobs and family, in your mindset, you've been taught, I have to find time to read. I have to find time to pray. You don't have to answer me. That's the society way. Let's switch it from now on. Let's find time for our jobs.
Amen.
What are you saying? Just spend some time with the Father in the morning. You can't say you've changed if you haven't started.
That's right.
You can spend time with the Father in the evening. Stop fooling yourself.
Yes, that's
true. 10 minutes makes a difference.
Yes, it does.
10 minutes of spending time with the Father makes a difference for that day.
Yes, it does.
But not spending any time with him, you're lazy, you feel slouchy, you don't know what's going on, you're sleepy all the time. Hold on, turn off everything. Just pray and sit silent for 10 minutes and watch how it changes everything.
Yes.
Read your Bible out loud. Don't read your Bible in your mind sitting there. Read it out loud. Faith cometh by
hearing,
and hearing by the
word of God.
So how is your faith going to increase if you don't hear it?
That's right.
2 Corinthians 4, starting verse 3. Watch this. But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ. Thank you for joining us today at Kingdom Ministries International. You can visit us online at kingdomfamilies.online or call us at 754-229-5641. We would love to hear from you. Remember, the kingdom of God is within you.